Welcome to the Marketing Fundamentals Podcast. Marketing has undergone major transformation in the past 20 years, but what has not changed and what will not change are the core fundamentals of marketing. Stick around and learn how to develop a strategy around the fundamentals and how to employ tactics in today's tech-focused marketing world. Oh, I'm stoked about this episode that we have today. So today we're talking about the power of influencer marketing on social media. And if you're not familiar with what that is, that's basically reaching out to different social media influencers to promote your product to their audience. So they could have a following on Facebook. They could have a following on Instagram. Maybe they got a really popular blog that's in the same vertical that you're looking to be in. Or they have a podcast, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. And you basically want to get your product in front of their audience. Audience could be really large. Audience could be really small. We're going to talk about how you can leverage both in this podcast. We're going to lay out a structured way for you to reach out to influencers and talk about some of the hurdles that companies face when they get into this, because it's not easy. Nothing is easy that's worth doing. So this is another one of those things that you're going to have to take massive action to make it happen. But if you can make it happen for your company, it's going to change the game. So a lot of this is product based. I don't see why services couldn't use influencer marketing in their, as long as they were in their area, if this is a local service company. But mainly this is product based. And we have on this episode Carl Coran. Carl is the founder of Leafy Organic. Leafy is a really interesting product. It's actually a turmeric oil that you drop under your tongue. Turmeric has countless health benefits to it. One of the main ones is fighting inflammation. And it's a great product. But Carl has scaled this product from zero to, I'm not going to say exactly what his numbers are, but I can say that I've seen his numbers. He's a client of ours, and they're very impressive, especially in a one-year company that is pretty much a one-man operation. Mm-hmm. He's leveraged influencer marketing to get to that point.
He's a testament to having a great product and to using influencer marketing to his advantage.
He really is, and he's a great guy. So
with that, let's bring it to Carl.
Carl, you there?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what are the things that you've been seeing success from for your product when it comes to leveraging social media?
Initially, what I did was I started reaching out to some larger pages on Instagram that I knew of, that I knew would help support my brand from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just started messaging them one by one saying, hey, we've got our new product coming out. Would you be interested in getting some samples? Try it out. Maybe give us a shout out if you wouldn't mind. And that's how we started. Started off quite slow in the beginning. And, you know, sometimes you think the person's got a really big page. It's going to translate into instant sales, but that's not always how it works. So what I've learned is that people really have to start seeing your product over and over again, start building a trust with mm-hmm. those people. And we'll touch back on that later. But for us, it was a great way to have a low-cost exchange of product for shout-outs and posts. And eventually, we started incentivizing them to post with a commission structure. So, you know, we would say, we'll send you some product. You can offer a discount code to your followers. They'll get 15% off. You'll earn 10% commissions. Mm-hmm. So that catches the attention of a lot of people. So some people post for commissions. Some people post just because they absolutely love the product. And, you know, there's some people who just post because they want to be part of our community now, because it's gotten such grand exposure over the last few months, especially that, you know, people like to be part of our community now.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail right on the head, too, with the product being quality. People love the product. That's such right. a key now because of the saturation, especially in a vertical like you're in with health and wellness products. There are a lot of companies and individuals forming companies to come into the market, and they're releasing products that are subpar. They're trying to get a quick buck and get out. Do you think that having such a high quality product has been really key? And like you said, if we reel it back a little bit, you would send out a free sample, or you'd send an email and say, hey, can I send you our product? Try it out. If you like it, go ahead and post something about it. That'd be great.
Yeah. What you said is 100% accurate. You know, we can use the CBD market as a good example of this. CBD brands these days are a dime a dozen. People mm-hmm. are jumping in the industry to make money, and who knows what they're putting in their products, right?
Yeah.
And from my experience, there's only actually one or two CBD brands out of hundreds that I've seen that are actually good quality. So a major part of the success, the formula for success with affiliate marketing, I believe, is that your product has to be unique and effective. So when we're sending these samples to people, if it's not tasting good, if the quality is not there, if they're not feeling results, then, you know, it's only going to do so much. They might post for you once or twice and then it's going to fade out. But if they try it, they love the taste, they know that the ingredients are wonderful, they do their research into your story, then they're going to have a passion of their own to share it and help other people too. So one of my biggest things is passion over profit. So
Nice.
If someone's jumping in to make money, there's no passion there. People can feel that, they can see it. So our story is quite unique. And if you don't mind, I'll just give a quick backstory.
Please, but yeah.
I've been a holistic nutritionist for 8 years. And about 2 years ago, my mother got sick. And she suffered for 8 months. No medication was helping. We tried everything. She had severe nasal congestion. We went to all the specialists in Boston, Massachusetts, all the doctors. None of them could help. They said, this is a result of old age and there's a risky surgery, but we don't recommend it. So with my nutrition background and seeing all of people heal from many, many diseases naturally, holistically, I started formulating some mixtures of anti-inflammation substances from nature. And eventually I came to ginger and turmeric, which were helping her the most. And then I just dove into the research about absorption. And one of our main statements for our company is, it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. Because at first the powders were helping her a little bit, so I knew I was on the right path. Discovered through my research that turmeric needs to have three components. It's got to be with a black pepper. It's got to be in a liquid form to bypass the harsh terrain of the digestive system, which is what tinctures do. They start absorption in the mucous membrane of the mouth. And as well as those two, it has to be combined with a natural fat. So when I found out that I could extract from the whole roots all of the curcuminoids, all of the gingerols from the roots with vegetable glycerin, which also provides the natural plant-based fat, as well as the black pepper, that was the home run. As soon as I gave this mixture to my mother, her symptoms disappeared within minutes. She said, wow, we've done it. I've got my life back. And, you know, I was so happy about that. And for months, we were just making it for her. And she's the one who really pushed me to start the company, telling me, you know, there's probably millions of people out there suffering like I was, and we've got to bring this healing magic to the public. So she pushed me to start the company. So, you know, part of my passion is helping people and healing people. So this was really in alignment with my intention and my vision and my purpose. So coming back to passion over profits, this was my being my passion. We have a home run product, started giving it to family and friends, started helping everyone instantly. I said, okay, let's bring this to the market. You know, so when the passion is behind the product and you have a great product, of course, I never compromise on the quality of the ingredients, always organic, locally sourced, and full spectrum extraction rather than isolate, which a lot of other companies use just curcumin instead of the full spectrum of curcuminoids from the roots.
Yeah, man, this is so key. So you leave this with a product that is born strictly out of passion, strictly out of trying to help your mom, and you get those results, and then you end up with this product that is prime. Because here's the thing. Marketing, so many people struggle with marketing. Marketing really is just the gasoline that you pour on a flame. So if you don't have a flame and if you're really struggling with marketing and it's going on for, you know, a year or years and you can't figure out why people aren't buying the product, it's time to go back and revisit the product.
Exactly. It's like Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. He's like, take it behind the shed and shoot this.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get it out of here. There's only so much perfume you can spray on something, and then you got to start from the beginning. So you have the product, you're ready to go. You go, I mean, I'm going to assume that you go into manufacturing, you start developing the product, you get some branding done, you're ready to roll this thing out and take it to market. What are some of the obstacles that you start to hit right away?
Well, the growth was a little slower than I expected in the beginning. Like I said, I had some close friends on Instagram. I've been in the Instagram community for many years. And I thought, you know, I got this friend with 150,000 followers, this guy with 50,000, we're going to hit the gates running. As soon as they mention it in their page and their stories, we're going to get thousands of sales. And it's not always like that. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the largest pages that shout out our product don't gain that much traction in terms of sales. So that's a major thing that I've learned. So basically, another thing I learned is, you know, there's three types of buyers to get sales. There's the yes, I'll buy now people. There's the no, I'm never going to buy this, forget about it. And then there's the maybes. So you really have to focus on those maybes. And one of the ways that affiliate marketing is so effective at this and driving sales is that the people that are maybes, they need to see your product, you know, I think on average 7 to 13 times before they build the trust and then make the sale. So when you start having more and more affiliates sharing the product, what you're doing is building trust. So the obstacle in the beginning was, how do I get more and more affiliates to let people know, okay, they can trust this product. It's not just another tincture out on the market. It's really effective. You know, it's helping people get rid of their dependency on NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Tylenol, ibuprofen, Advil. Mm-hmm. So what I had to do was realize that, you know, these couple friends I have are not going to cut it. They're not going to drive all our sales. So one of my mentors online is Gary Vaynerchuk. And I'll never forget the day I watched one of his podcasts and he said, if you're not direct messaging 30 to 50 influencers every single day, like you're wasting a huge opportunity. It's cheap right now. This is how you drive sales. So as soon as I heard that, I stepped it up. I said, you know what? My close network of friends is not going to cut it. I got to start messaging as many people as I can. So I would just start DMing all these influencers every single day. I had a little template I would send, you know, we'd be honored to send you some product. Here's what our product does. And, you know, we have an affiliate program that I think may be a great fit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you send 20 to 30 of those every day, a handful respond, and then you follow up with them, you send up some product, and then coming back to the point where we have a stellar product, they would get right back to us and say, we love it, we're interested in the affiliate program, send us more information. So that's really how it started building up slowly but surely. And then it's like a snowball effect. The more affiliates you get, the more the other affiliates see it. They see the trust is there already. They're more willing to jump on board. So it took, I would say, a good, you know, 3 to 5 months where things started picking up traction. And before that, I would go to a lot of local farmers markets and things like that. But once I realized I had the formula for success online going, there's nothing else I had to focus on. Forget about Facebook ads and everything else. Like, this was driving tremendous sales for us once it got up and going.
So you're sending out 20 to 30 emails a day to different influencers, offering them the product to try for free. Out of those 20 or 30, how many would you say on average respond back?
In the beginning, probably, 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. But now it's a lot higher now because our reach is so vast on Instagram that we've got influencers now with 200, 300, 400,000 followers, even a few with a million followers. So whenever they share, of course, hundreds of other influencers see that. And then when they get the message from us, they say, oh, Leafy, we know about them. We saw a Kino Yoga post about them and we've seen them sponsor this yoga retreat or this or that. And one thing I should put out there is very important is that you want to focus on influencers that have some kind of connection to your market, whether it's health and wellness, whether it's fashion and beauty. We've got influencers from all of those categories, but at first you definitely want to focus, for example, for us, I would focus on some of the holistic doctors, yoga practitioners, but now we've definitely branched out into all categories.
So going back to the whole using these influencers for trust. So for us, we work off of a five-pillar system that we call P5, and it would be the third pillar is trust. So we know that you can't ever get a sale until you've overcome the trust. They got to find you, right? So if we look like at the buyer's journey, awareness, consideration, decision. So first, they got to find us. We got to bring them in from like an advertisement or from seeing us on Instagram through an influencer, however that first pillar might look, to bring them in. And then we have to get them to start to know our brand, right? So that's when we'll start to do things like retargeting ads with blog articles, videos, podcast episodes, whatever that might look like for a company. And then we have to overcome the trust pillar. And in that pillar, we're talking about testimonials, case studies. We're doing video retargeting ads a lot of times where we have customers like doing videos for companies and things like that, talking about how great the product was. But this is where word of mouth comes into play. And when we're talking about influencer marketing and social media is this great platform for word of mouth. And that's exactly what these influencers are doing, is spreading word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And I recently actually was introduced to a company called Wooly. You can check them out, wooly.com, W-O-O-L-Y.com. And what these guys do is they have a platform that turns your current customers into influencers. So their philosophy is everybody who has a social media account is an influencer. Whether you have 50 million followers or you have 50, you're still talking to an audience of people that you're connected to. And if you're somebody who's just a regular person, those connections tend to be closer the smaller those audiences get. And we're also in a world where now we're relying on our friends, family, and even strangers who are leaving reviews on products. We're relying on them to give us that, help us overcome that trust, right? By reading, like reading reviews on Amazon is a great example. So it's, I just find it really interesting that even if you, like you said, Carl, when you first started out, you had your really small network of friends, some had some pretty large Instagram followers. It wasn't enough to expand your brand into where it is now. But nonetheless, there's still value there. And so even having a system like what Wooly offers, where they reach out to your past customers on your behalf. It's an automated platform system that will reach out and will basically incentivize your customers to create content about your brand, about their experience, and share it on their social media platforms. Even if they shared something about your product and you got two sales out of it, mm-hmm. it would be well worth it.
It's also right. critical to say, too, in those early days, before you have a big following, to make sure that your brand is as polished and as honed and your message is as strong as possible, because that's really all you have to lean on. When mm-hmm. you're having so few look at it, you want to make sure that what you're saying is connecting with them and resonating with them. So at least the next time they see it, they remember you and they kind of remember what you're about.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Another big component early on was making sure that I followed up with people who have used our product and messaged us and shared it in their stories, no matter how small their account was. We always reposted and gave them love, you know, and reached out to them in a DM afterwards and said, you know, if you could do us a big favor and leave your testimonial on our website, we'd really appreciate it. I really grinded in those early days following up with every single person, to the point where now we have over 100 phenomenal reviews on our website saying that, you know, this is life-changing, I can't live without it, their customer yeah. service is fantastic. And that's one of the pillars of the building the trust, where they're seeing the exposure, they're still not sure, they're going back to the website. Then they see those reviews and then they say, okay, it's helped so many people just like me with a condition like mine. And then there you get the sale right there.
Yep, absolutely. It's definitely a process. And I think a lot of people that are starting out, kind of like you said, when you first started, you thought, hey, these influencers that I'm friends with are going to be able to post this and I'm instantly going to get hundreds of sales. But they don't understand that coming to the decision to purchase a new product from a company that you've never heard of is a process. And you have mm-hmm. to lead these people from finding your brand through getting to know your brand, getting to trust your brand, purchasing from your brand, and then talking about your brand so that you're expanding that brand awareness. And, you know, the right. whole, I don't know if you ever heard the rule of seven, but the rule of seven is a rule of thumb that we use in digital marketing, that your ad needs to be seen seven times before they decide to take action on it. And I, as a marketer myself, I follow my own habits all the time. So I'll see an ad like in my Facebook feed and I'll literally think to myself, I'll read it. I usually never click on it the first time because I'm in the middle of something and I'm checking my Facebook when I shouldn't be really quickly. And I always think, I'll see that again. And I'm, as a consumer, relying on the company to make sure they're doing their job in marketing and serve me that ad again.
Right. It's all in the follow-up, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I literally watch ads, Facebook ads that we're running for clients. When I watch that frequency section, as soon as it gets up to like 7 or 8 mark, that's when we'll start to get some conversions on the ad. But it takes time. Sometimes it takes over 30 days to get up to that mark.
Right.
So it's, there's no like magic marketing pill. There's no magic social media marketing pill that's going to get you instant sales. If you're getting into the business, it's going to take some time. So there's some other companies out on the web. I'm curious to get your take on this, Carl, or if you've ever looked into this or tested any of these guys. There's a company called Influence.co. And basically what this company does is they, you know, as a brand, you can go, you can create a profile for your brand, and it's like a search engine for influencers. So you can search like what vertical, so you could say health and wellness, and then you can actually put in like, I'm looking for influencers that have no less than 100 followers and no more than 50 million followers, whatever you want that number to be. And I want their engagement to be this, and I want them to be male, female. I want them to be in this location. And then it will give you a list of all these influencers. And it's really cool because it actually shows their engagement. Like there's graphs with metrics that show what kind of engagements they're getting, how often they're putting out content in the form of videos, pictures. And then it even shows how much they charge per post. And I don't know, Carl, you may be against a per post. You've said that you do like a commission style affiliate structure.
Yeah, when I learned early on that the size of the following doesn't really matter at all, it's like you said just recently, it's all about engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a process that I learned too. Now I would say I'm quite an expert on judging someone's engagement just with a quick glance of their page. You know, some people have 20,000 followers and they'll get 40, 50 likes on a post, and that's horrible engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So another person with 3,000 followers will get 500 likes and 50 comments, and that's amazing engagement. But at the same time, you have to be careful because there's a lot of pages that buy their followers, they buy mm-hmm. their likes, and they can buy their comments. So you do have to dig in, look at the comments, make sure it's not just a bunch of automated emojis, make sure it's real, you know, content they're writing there and the brand is responding and it's real dialogue.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about starting a career as a social media influencer, do not go out and buy followers. That is the worst thing you can possibly do. And people like Carl and other marketing experts are going to be able to pick you off so fast. It's not going to be worth your time or your money. And in the end, you're going to look bad. Also, there's new technology coming out all the time, and it's going to be harder and harder to hide the fact that you bought all these followers. But like you're saying, the engagement's going to be the tell-all sign that you paid for these followers because they're not engaging at all.
Right. And at a quick glance, you might see hundreds of comments and you think, okay, their engagement is good. But sometimes you have to dig into those comments and make sure they're real. And like you said, I think there is software already that tells you if the followers are fake and how many of mm-hmm. them are fake.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, too, with a product like this, anytime you're buying a product that you put into your body, the trust is going to be a higher hurdle than maybe like a, you know, like if you bought a chair or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
So like if people catch on that you're buying your trust, sort of quote unquote trust, like, I mean, you're really shooting yourself in the foot, especially when that trust is going to be an uphill battle for you to begin with. So yeah, just
right.
do it the right way.
Yeah. One of the best things you can do, and I actually just talked with another company. I've had this conversation a few times with companies. One of the best things that you can do in that trust pillar is get some video reviews of your product done, but not like highly overproduced, you know, polished up shiny videos that are obviously scripted. You need people to do honest reviews on their mobile phones that you use in retargeting ads. If I'm shopping for a product, I go to a website, I check it out. I'm like, oh, this looks like I might be interested in this. Actually, I went through this 2 years ago. I feel like I gave this same story on another episode, but I'll give it again. The product was called Qualia Mind. Have you ever heard of those guys, Carl?
No.
Qualia Mind is a nootropic supplement, like brain supplement. And I was in the market for one. I'm always trying to find ways to keep my mind sharper because, as Mike knows, I take a dive at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm up at like 4:30 grinding. By 2 o'clock, I'm... So the first place I went was Target, I think, and I was checking out their supplements and I bought one. I forget what it was even called. The pills were like huge and you had to take two of them at once. And it was loaded with fish oil, which for some reason, fish oil makes my brain like move slow. And I also learned that fish oil is a good way to tell a weak nootropic supplement because it's just a cheap way to fill it. Hmm. So anyway, I was doing something and I saw an ad for Qualia Mind. Was super expensive. It's $100 a bottle.
Wow.
So I click it. I go to their website. It's laid out very nicely. The branding, it was like intelligent. It was smart. It was like, oh, these guys are top notch. where the other branding from one that I bought was just kind of weak, and it didn't make me feel like I was getting something special. Quality of Mind made me feel from the branding like I was getting something that was special.
Yeah, and it's building that trust again. Yeah,
and it was expensive too, which told me it probably is special. Then I leave the website, and for the next 3 weeks, I'm getting retargeting ads that are video shot on people's cell phones, testimonials, like, man, I got this stuff. One guy got like the box and unveiled it and took it. And then another girl was like just outside walking down the street. And she's like, I've been taking this stuff for 2 months and I can't believe how great I feel, blah, blah, blah. I can think so straight. And so when I started to see those, I was like, okay, it's not like the company's telling me. I'm just getting these videos of people in my feed, and I'm a marketer, so I realize that they're retargeting me, but nonetheless, it was impressive. Then I start getting retargeting ads that are like 15% off your first order. So I order the stuff, and the stuff was great, but it was $100 a bottle, so I didn't keep ordering it.
Yeah, but you notice they addressed your two biggest concerns. One was the trust, and then two was the price.
Yeah.
So they knew exactly what they were doing and what they needed to do to get you on board.
But they also identified with me at that website as well. Mm-hmm. With the way that that branding was, it was like...
It was speaking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's key, though, that when you're getting those testimonials, that they just need to feel like they're unsolicited. Because it's so much easier to complain about a product than it is to praise a product. Mm-hmm. People are lazy. They don't want to go out of their way to praise a product. So
we have a client that we're working with that's new, and we just had a meeting with them about what we were going to be doing in Pillar 5. And they said, hey, we have all these testimonial videos, and I had already gone to their YouTube, and they did have like 15 testimonial videos. The problem was the videos are shot obviously on a camera that was set up with lighting, from, 10 feet away.
At their location.
It's at their location. Mm-hmm. The people are not used to being on camera, and they're nervous. They're like visibly nervous. And because of that, they're not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, your review videos definitely should just be, just if anything, just ask your customers to shoot them on their phone and send one in, and you'll give them whatever it might be. Carl,
yeah, that's a great idea.
Thanks for coming on, man. We got to get off this. You gave us a lot of good stuff. Really appreciate it. It was good talking to you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Each month, we bring you guys exciting news, tricks, and tips on how you can market your business better, and we bring you that information for free. All we ask in return is that you give us a review on whatever platform you're listening to us on, whether it's iTunes or our website. Just drop us a comment. We want to hear from you guys, so let us know if there's a specific topic that you'd like us to cover, or just leave a comment and say hi and let us know that you're listening. In the meantime, keep it factual, keep it creative, but always keep your marketing fundamental, and you can't go wrong. Until next time.